Jesus is risen. May the grace and the peace and the presence of Christ be with you all this day. Amen. Now, I think I've been here long enough that you may remember that when it's a baptism day, I write a letter to the one who gets baptized. And while I'm speaking specifically to Elizabeth, I hope that you will all hear this as encouragement in your own lives as well. Dear Elizabeth, today is your baptism. Now, personally, I've been looking forward to this day for a while now. I've been looking forward to welcoming you into God's family, as well as to your church family here at St. John's. I've been looking forward to this moment when God's love reaches deeply into your life, when God names you and claims you as His beloved child. Today is a special, special day. Today is a day when we gather as followers of Jesus to remember His resurrection. Now, sometimes we people gather together in confusion and fear, like the disciples in last week's gospel. Sometimes we wander through life, sad and confused, wondering what went wrong, like our gospel today. Into our fear, Jesus comes to be with us, with peace and encouragement to faith. Into our sadness, Jesus walks beside us to comfort us, to teach us, and to lead us to new attempts in our lives of faith. We gather in this place so that we can be reminded of the presence of Jesus in our lives, so that we can see our Lord in the breaking of the bread and in the lives of our sisters and brothers around us. This is what you get to enter today, little Elizabeth. Today in this water, you will die with Christ and you will rise with Christ. You will put aside your old sinful self and step into life as a child of God. Today you become part of our family with Jesus as a brother, a savior, a redeemer, and a friend. Now that's an awful lot to be happening in just a few minutes. First things first though, you're a sinner like all of us. It's our human condition to rebel against God and to think that we are most important. And as cute and adorable as you are, it is even very true of you. I'm sure your parents could attest to that. In this water, your sinful self is drowned and your repentance begins as God's love washes over you. In this water, you will also rise again with Christ. You receive a new life filled with possibilities and opportunities as God's love walks beside you always. In the Acts reading for today, the crowd begins to feel their guilt and part of Jesus' death, and they ask what they should do. And Peter's answer to them is repent and be baptized. Peter goes on to explain that through the baptismal waters, you know that your sins are forgiven and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. These are just some of the gifts of baptism. Every day from today, you can, with the help of water, remember your baptism and know that your sins are forgiven, all of them. Every day, you get to go into the world with the Holy Spirit by your side, leading and guiding, guarding and assisting, picking you up when you fall and encouraging you to love and care for others. That's what's happening for you today. Elizabeth, I am so happy to be part of this day when you will know the presence of God in your life. Now, it's not that God has been ignoring you, but today there is a promise, a pledge to you as you become a child of God. So, Elizabeth, may the risen Lord go before you with grace and goodness. May God the Father claim you as His own and declare you as a beloved child with whom He is pleased. May the Holy Spirit walk beside you always, showing you the love of God and encouraging you to share that love. And may we, your sisters and brothers, stand with you in thick and thin, aiding you when we are able. Elizabeth, this is an amazing day. May your family find joy this day in you and in our God of love. Welcome to the family, Elizabeth. Welcome. Amen.